Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, particularly for Republicans, because there are polls and prognostications, predictions all over the place about a great big red wave. A Democratic pollster named Doug Schoen, he's been a frequent guest on our show, he used to work for the Clintons. Doug Schoen says, get ready for a big red wave, bigger than people have expected, with Republicans winning, maybe even in places like Oregon for governor, and here in the state of Washington for the United States Senate with Tiffany Smiley, who's an excellent candidate. All kinds of possibilities of huge Republican victories, maybe more than 35 or even 40 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. I personally don't think it'll be that high, but it's going to be a sound and convincing victory. And all of the polling by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by sources that are not Republican, are saying that things have flipped around in the last couple of weeks. Part of it has to do with the abortion issue. Why? Well, because, as pointed out by a special poll that appeared in National Review, people now are increasingly convinced that Democrats are more extreme on the abortion issue than Republicans. And that's true. When it looks at the idea of which party is most extreme on abortion, people are convinced it's the Democrats, and people don't vote for extremes. And why are they convinced it's the Democrats? Because of some of the hysteria attached to the issue of abortion, which they thought would be the only issue that would work for them. Well, not so much. With all of this going on, it's actually sad to see it, but the president is getting desperate and silly. The announcement today that he was going to release some more petroleum from the National Petroleum Reserve, he was going to leaving 405 million barrels as of October 14th. That means that right now, at 50% of the maximum authorized storage capacity, President Trump was very big on trying to fill the storage capacity of the National Petroleum Reserve. And now they're looking at this, this is the way Biden announced the further release from the National Petroleum Reserve, which will almost surely have no major impact on the price of gas, which has started going up again and is harming the Democrats. Here's what the president had.
Based on the price of oil, I've also instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase.
No, that's
release another 15 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, extending our previously announced release through the month of December. Independent analysis. Independent analysts have confirmed that drawdowns from the reserve so far have played a big role in bringing down oil prices, bringing them down. So we're going to continue to responsibly use that national asset.
Okay, and then he was asked an obvious question. Is it a politically motivated coming, it is now less than 3 weeks before this very climactic, very significant election, an election that the Democrats are increasingly desperate about. Could it possibly be political? Listen to the question and the president's response, clip 13.
What is your response to Republicans who say you are only doing this SPR release because, to help Democrats in the midterms?
Where have they been the last 4 months?
That's my response.
Is it politically motivated, sir?
This no, it's not.
3 weeks before the midterms?
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on. And that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home, oil we need here at home.
Okay, the fact is there is a tremendous collection of statements by the president about trying to use less oil, about trying to produce less oil, about being less reliant on oil. You may remember that I believe it was his very first day in office, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline, which, no, it wouldn't have been a single solution, but it was part of the idea and part of sending a message suggesting that it's not as important to this administration as it was to the last administration to build up America as a petroleum powerhouse. I mean, this was one of the big successes of the Trump administration. You can't take that away from him. And how different President Trump was sounding about not drawing down the petroleum reserve, not drawing down what we had for an emergency, but actually filling up our storage capacity. This was President Trump in March of 2020. Not so long ago, when he was still President of the United States, obviously, just a flashback, at an event in the Rose Garden of the White House talking about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Listen, click
Based on the price of oil, I've also instructed the Secretary of Energy to purchase, at a very good price, large quantities of crude oil for storage in the U.S. Strategic Reserve. We're going to fill it right up to the top, saving the American taxpayer billions and billions of dollars, helping our oil industry and making us even further toward that wonderful goal which we've achieved, which nobody thought was possible, of energy independence. It puts us in a position that's very strong, and we're buying it at the right price.
Okay, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked why Democrats blocked Trump from refilling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when they're now looking to do so at filling the petroleum reserve at more than double the price. Listen, this is Karine Jean-Pierre.
In 2020, when Congress was debating funding for replenishing the SPR at a low price, Democrats blocked it, saying that it was a bailout for big oil. But now, President Biden said that would be a good
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about when Donald Trump was trying to sell it at $20 per barrel to buy it. Look, it was a different time then. It was not the same situation that we are currently in.
Okay. This is truly bizarre right now. And the attempt to try to take away the recognition that everybody notices. And when you go out, you go for a drive, you see the gas prices. They're higher again. This is not popular. This is part of what is working against Democrats. We'll be speaking moments from now to Doug Schoen, who has written a big column looking at all the most recent polling. And again, there's lots of it from every point of view, and even some suggestions as to why even these polls that are showing a Republican wave may be underreporting that wave. Why is it? Well, it's basically because when they call people, it's more than 99 out of 100 people that they call won't talk to pollsters. And most of it is today through major polling. It is done through telephones, most of it with cell phones. We will also get to questions about anti-Semitism. Trump accused of anti-Semitism again. Kanye West, well, a little bit more problematic in that direction. And Bibi Netanyahu talking about the real anti-Semitism that worries him. We'll get to that and to much more on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On the Michael Medved Show, so what happened to the abortion issue? I mean, isn't that a question? Given the fact that that was what the Democrats wanted most to talk about, most to emphasize in their ads. It's one of those things that also Biden in his desperation has promised that his first priority, assuming that the Democrats win control of the House and win control of the Senate again, his first priority would be to pass a national piece of legislation that would restructure Roe v. Wade. It would go ahead and provide what Roe v. Wade provided, which is that up to the point of viability, abortion under any circumstances, whenever you want it, doesn't matter. Now, again, that's an extreme position, and most Americans think so. U.S. voters believe that the mainstream Democratic Party's position on abortion is, quote, more extreme than the mainstream Republican position by a nearly 2-to-1 margin, according to a new survey from the polling firm WPA Intelligence. This is according to the National Review. The poll of 1,000 voters, which was conducted October 6th to 10th and provided exclusively to National Review, presented respondents with two options: allowing abortions up until 9 months of pregnancy for any reason, or restricting abortions to only in cases of rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is in danger. When asked which of those two was more extreme, 57% of respondents chose allowing abortions up till 9 months of pregnancy for any reason, as opposed to just 29% who chose restricting abortions to only cases of rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is in danger. 14% said they were unsure which of the two positions is more extreme. What this is showing, it seems to me very convincingly, is, as they say in the National Review, the new survey may help explain, at least in part, that the reason why the GOP's post-Dobbs political slump appears to be in the rearview mirror. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June with the 6 Republican-appointed justices in agreement, conventional wisdom dictated that the abortion issue would be a millstone around the neck of Republicans running in competitive races in the midterms. But just a few months later, the GOP appears to be surging back to pre-summer levels of red wave momentum. Not long ago, President Biden and congressional Democrats were riding high, Matt Continetti wrote earlier this month. Now it's autumn, and there's a chill in the air and a change in the political temperature. Republicans, the poll suggests, have a path to a Senate majority. They are on track to take the House. The GOP has recovered from its summer swoon. Look, the Senate race for control, because it comes down to individual races, many of which look very, very close. One of the races that people aren't paying any attention to. There are two races that are a puzzle to me, and they're a puzzle because there are states that are heavily Republican these days. Iowa is not a swing state anymore. It used to be a swing state. Trump helped to make Iowa a much more decisively Republican state. He won Iowa by large margins. And Iowa used to swing back and forth. It could go either way. Right now in Iowa, there's an Emerson poll, brand new poll, that shows that Charles Grassley, who's 89 years old, he would be the president pro tem of the Senate if the Republicans win. And partially because of age, he's running against a guy named Mike Franken, who's a Navy admiral, Democrat. And according to polling there in Iowa, you have Chuck Grassley, who has been in the Senate forever. I mean, really, we're talking about the Pleistocene era, the Jurassic era. And he makes Joe Biden look young and vigorous and sharp as a tack. And he's a very good guy, Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley. And he's running 3 or 4 points ahead of his Democratic challenger, which for someone who has been elected so many times, that's surprising. Now, the other polling that I looked at this morning that is almost inexplicable, and by the way, if anybody knows about this, if anybody's out there in Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma, who's a strong, conservative, Republican governor, does not have any huge scandals against him or anything. He's a very persuasive on the air. and he'd appeared to be a popular governor. He's running behind a Democrat named Joy Hofmeister in Oklahoma. And just a few points behind, I think, with the Republican wave, he can still pick that out. But this is one of those races. And, of course, there are a lot on the other side as well. We have in Oregon, and we've talked about this, right now, Christine Drazen, the Republican, and Tina Kotek, the very liberal Democrat, who's former Speaker of the House in the Oregon legislature, they are neck and neck. And the independent candidate, Betsy Johnson, seems to be waning. She had gotten up to close to 20%. She's below that now. This could be the first time since 1982 that Oregon has elected a Republican governor. And it could be a dynamic Republican governor, because Christine Drazen is that, if she wins and gets some national attention. But why didn't the abortion issue work? Well, it didn't work partially because this is the way that Stacey Abrams, who is losing her race in Georgia, she is not running behind Brian Kemp in a landslide margin, but it's a solid margin. It's much more. She lost by 50,000 votes last time. She lost Georgia by far more votes, about five times the number of votes that President Trump lost Georgia in 2020. But Stacey Abrams is running for governor again. She never really conceded the first time when she lost by 55,000 votes. And now she's trying to blame babies for inflation and for high gas prices. Okay, really? Really? This is an unbelievable thing. Is that the only way that you can help the American economy and stop the ravages of inflation, which people consider to be the biggest issue we're facing, is to kill babies or to prevent babies from ever coming into our world? It's a truly bizarre point of view. And plenty of them going around on the left right now as the left gets increasingly desperate. So what is that big red wave going to look like? We'll talk about that with Doug Schoen, who's just written about it for the Wall Street Journal, and talk about anything that could happen that could turn things around again that Republicans should watch out for. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says gas prices are falling, but not quick enough for American families.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, Other expenses get cut.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States will tap into the country's oil reserves to help lower prices. The parents of a Raleigh, North Carolina mass shooting suspect and one of the victims are talking about the incident almost a week later. Alan and Elise Thompson saying their 15-year-old son, Austin, inflicted immeasurable pain on the community and they're overcome with grief. Five people were killed last Thursday, including their own 16-year-old son. The teen suspect is in custody as he remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, always pleasure to welcome back to the show Doug Schoen, one of America's most astute and reliable pollsters, prognosticators, pundits. He has worked all around the world as a political consultant and analyst and advisor, really for people in a dozen countries, Doug, is that true?
I'd say so, maybe 15 or so, but all over the world, from Asia to Latin America to the Middle East, I've worked in a variety of different cultures.
Okay, and right now you're working right here at home in the United States of America, where once upon a time you were a top advisor to President Clinton, to New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Now you're an advisor to the American people, and you have a bit of advice, which is brace yourself for a Republican wave. What's the new information that led you to this conclusion this was going to be a very decisive Republican victory?
Sure. First, the polls are showing, as I'm sure you've seen, Michael, movement to the Republicans, both in the individual Senate races and in the so-called generic vote, which party do you prefer. That's number one. But let's be real simple about this. Inflation up. Interest rates up. Prices at the gas station and the supermarket obviously way up, and the stock market down. It's a recipe for disaster for the incumbent party.
And what about the magic abortion issue? How come that isn't working for Democrats the way that people expected it would?
Well, first, there's not a large group of fervent, suburban, moderate Republican swing voters who will vote on that issue. And second, the economic issues that I just mentioned tend to be more important to people as they determine how they're going to vote than the right to abortion, which, after all, was not put at risk. It was just returned to the states where individual legislatures and governors can and will adjudicate.
I don't know if you've seen, there's a piece that appeared today in National Review about a new poll that they did that said that Americans in general thought that Democrats were more extreme on the abortion issue than Republicans. That has something to do with just the stridency of the way Democrats express themselves on this issue, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and what I tell people is that the formulation of my former boss, Bill Clinton, safe, legal, and rare, is about where the American people are on abortion. They are pro-choice in the sense that they don't want to outlaw it, as we saw in Kansas, but they favor and will support reasonable restrictions, time limits, waiting periods, parental notifications, sonograms, letting your doctor know. They recognize that this is a serious procedure that requires thought, time, attention, and a great deal of care, and they're not, you know, a woman controls her own body come what may. That just isn't where the country is.
Okay, right now, the Senate seems to be more in play than the House, and the conventional wisdom says that with three very close races, one in Nevada, one in Georgia, and one in Pennsylvania, that whichever side wins two out of those three will win Senate control. Do you think that's accurate?
I think that is part of the story. Arizona is now in play. Blake Masters, like him or dislike him, is within 2 points of Mark Kelly. And having been out there, Michael, Mark Kelly is running away from the National Democratic Party, particularly on crime and immigration, and Blake Masters is doubling down on the Trump agenda. So Democratic Party ideology, to the extent there is one, is clearly in retreat.
Okay, in terms of clearly in retreat, where do you think are going to be big surprises on either side? There are a lot of folks up here where I live in the state of Washington who are expecting and hoping that Tiffany Smiley is going to defeat Senator Patty Murray, who's going for her sixth term. Is that kind of thing possibly going to happen elsewhere as well?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. One of the things that you remember, and certainly I do, is in 1980, 1994, and 2010, those were what we call wave elections. And in wave elections, what happens is candidates who may well be behind in the polls can win, notwithstanding their deficit going into the election. If we get the kind of tie that I think could benefit the Republicans, somebody like Smiley could well win. Bolduc in New Hampshire potentially could win. And as I mentioned, Blake Masters in Arizona.
And you're also thinking Nevada, that Adam Laxalt is potentially going to do well there?
I think he's 60-65% likely to win.
Do you think, I just noticed today there's a brand new, brand new Emerson poll that shows that Chuck Grassley, who's running for I don't even know what number term it is, but he's been there a long time. He's 89.
Yes.
And that his opponent, who's an admiral in the U.S. Navy, Admiral Mike Franken, is only 4 points away from Chuck Grassley. But given a Republican wave, that's not going to happen for the Democrats, is it?
That's what I believe. I believe Grassley will be reelected, perhaps more narrowly, in spite of his age, just because Iowa voted, I think, by about 8 or 9 points for Trump last year. And it would be pretty hard with the tide moving as it is now for those results to be stood on their head, and for a Democrat, however good a candidate Franken might be, to beat Grassley.
And same goes, you think, for J.D. Vance versus
yeah,
Tim
exactly.
Ryan in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, Vance has been a point or two ahead in most, but not all, the polls I've seen. But if Ohio stays plus 8 Republican, there's no way Ryan, who's a very good candidate, is going to beat him.
Yeah, and so what does this mean for the last 2 years of Joe Biden's presidency? If the Republicans take the House, you're saying it could be by 40 seats, and the Senate by a couple of seats. What's that going to mean for the remainder of Joe Biden's term?
It will mean two things. One, his agenda, and then the agenda of the Democratic left, will be DOA, dead on arrival. And second, if the Biden administration wants to get anything done, they're going to have to deal with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Otherwise, there will be a complete and total gridlock.
And do you think that it makes a Biden second term bid even less likely?
Absolutely. I think right now, as we sit here today, Michael, Biden thinks he's running for re-election. If the defeat that he faces is as substantial as I believe it to be, you will not see him on the ballot, would be my prediction, 2020.
And I bet you have a prediction. You may not be talking about it too much, but maybe you'll give us a hint as to who would replace Joe Biden as the standard bearer.
I would have to say Kamala Harris is the most likely, even though she is not a particularly good or credible candidate.
You know, it's interesting because I know a lot of Republican strategists who think that Kamala Harris would be even more beatable than Joe Biden. Could that be true? We'll get there coming up on the MedVet Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved show, we've talked about one of the reasons that so much of this polling is now trending in a Republican direction is that the abortion issue has just not worked out to be the magic formula that that Democrats assumed that it would be. And I'm looking now at a front page story from the New York Times. And can we agree that the New York Times is not Republican propaganda, okay? That the New York Times is often Democratic propaganda, but it's never Republican propaganda. But this reads like it because they just did a very major new poll that is dramatic. And the key to using the abortion issue was supposed to be swaying Democratic women, swaying women to come out in the polls, particularly suburban women, women with a strong education. They were going to go Democratic by very, very big margins. And even though men would vote more Republican, well, okay, here's the poll, and it's just astonishing. They asked this question: which party's candidate are you more likely to vote for in this year's election for Congress? Pretty straightforward question. Okay, my answer is, which party's candidate are you more likely to vote for in this year's election for Congress? And my answer is Republican. Even though there are some Democratic Congress members who I think play a significant and positive role, who are worth returning. But generally, this country would benefit enormously with a Republican victory, it seems to me, in these congressional elections. But among likely voters, and these are people who say, yes, yes, we're planning to vote, it's now 49 Republican, 45% Democratic, and a few percent third parties, somebody else, or they haven't decided yet. But 49 to 45 is the biggest margin they've had for Republicans so far. But here's the killer. I mean, it's just a killer, and it's shocking, shocking, shocking. Men By gender, it's 50 to 45. Men are Republican. So a 5-point lead among men. And what about that big lead among women? For Democrats? The abortion issue and all of that? It's not there. Women absolutely tied, 47%, 47%. This is a Siena College New York Times poll of 792 likely voters. It's stunning. And it also shows that Hispanic voters, it's not quite as much as some Republicans had hoped for, but 34% of Hispanic voters going Republican. And the huge margins that the Democrats had counted on and actually received from women, from young people, voters aged 18 to 29, the Republicans are getting 40% there, which is much better than they did in 2020. And this is partially a reflection of the fact that people like Stacey Abrams are representing the Democratic Party. Here is what she had to say about why abortion is connected, she believes, with prosperity. In other words, she is making the argument that the way to prosperity is to have less children, to allow less children to survive their pregnancies. Listen to Stacey Abrams, clip one.
While abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so these are, it's important for us to have both and conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out.
In other words, the best way to deal with affordability, with helping the household budget, is to avoid having children. And again, it's an outrageous point of view. And by the way, there's also a good question that was placed by Wolf Blitzer from CNN. And he was asking Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, about Biden's pledge to fight for a new federal legislation that would reestablish Roe, that would basically reestablish across the country a right to abortion under any circumstances, basically up to the point of viability. So up to at least 20 weeks, something like that. And that's what Biden is promising to do. And here's Wolf Blitzer's question. This is clip three.
For President Biden to make good on his pledge to codify Roe, Democrats would have to keep the House majority, pick up Senate seats, and eventually change the filibuster rule as well. That's a very tall order. Is the president setting himself up potentially for failure?
So I'll say this, Wolf, and thank you so much for having me. Look, I can't get into politics or talk about elections. You know that because of the Hatch Act, so I'm going to be very careful here in what I say as I'm standing right in front of the White House here. Look, what you heard from the president is his continuous fight to fight for millions of women across the country. When we saw what the Supreme Court did in this unconscionable decision to overturn Roe, it put millions of women's lives at risk.
Millions of women's lives at risk. The statistics at any time before Roe, were there millions of women who died seeking abortions? No, there were some. But millions is such a grotesque overstatement. And of course, she ducks the very real question. Is he setting himself up for failure? And then again, you have this lack of attention trying to suggest that, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to solve the problem of inflation by lowering gas prices, by releasing a few million barrels of petroleum from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Well, it's nonsense. That's not going to happen. And then, again, the Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act was not about reducing inflation, and giving it that title has made it very clear that it's a complete failure and a fraud. Because inflation has not been reduced, has it? There's a question for Kamala Harris about that, and listen to the Vice President. This is clip four.
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law, that you are most excited about?
One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. And I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I really do. And we're manufacturing them in our country. I've been to the manufacturing plants. I've been on these electric school buses. And think about it. Aside from the pandemic, on a daily basis, 25 million children in our country every day go to school on those diesel-fueled school buses. And hundreds, thousands of school bus drivers are driving those buses, which are then these people, these children, these adults, are inhaling what is toxic air.
Uh-huh. And that's going to stop with the electric school buses? And the question was, it's the Inflation Reduction Act. Are electric school buses, which are costly, electric vehicles generally are more costly. Is that really going to be the right solution to inflation? It is that kind of logic that is changing the political calculations all over.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.